May God, may God himself, who? Did you hear that? May God himself. Yes. The Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is he? The Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Release grace over you and impart total well-being. Y'all know what? We've been in the faith walk. We've been born again. We've been this church. But we've been afflicted in some area of heaven. We went through some stuff heaven. Like I said, I'm going to kind of get a little, I want to be very clear and simple, but I want, God has provided a lifestyle in Christ that you can have total well-being. Total well-being, spirit, soul, body. You say, I don't see how it's possible. I know, because you're in the natural. But look what he said. He provided. Said he released, notice what he did. He released grace over you. What did he release over you? Grace. What is grace? God's unmerited favor, right? You could say it like this, God's ability to do for you what you couldn't do for yourself. And that's what he released over you. His total well-being to impart to you. Total well-being. Into your life, into your lives. Hello? I'm going to back up and read the King James because it includes something that is not real clear in the passion here. So give me King James 1 and 2. Look what it said. Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints. Now notice what he said. To the saints which are at what? Ephesus. Then he adds something. And what? And to the faithful, see. See, he just didn't write this letter to the saints at Ephesus. He wrote it to the faithful. Are you faithful? So this is some 2,000 years later. Hello? And it's a letter to you. That's what I want you to see. And so verse 3, to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Verse 3, back to the passion. Blessed be the God. Okay, here we go. That's King James. Let's do the passion. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift. Not do anything to earn it, it's a love gift. Now, how in the world can you turn down from a divine, flawless, holy, pure, true, just, good, perfect, can't lie, won't change, that offer you such a gift and you don't have time for it? Just a minute ago, we should have got so radical with our praise. Do you know what we think about? We so drugged down, and I'm not beating you up. I'm just telling you what we are. We're so drugged down, bogged down in all this stuff. Carrying all these things. You know what the Bible says? You know what the Bible says in Hebrews 12? Lay aside every weight. Get rid of those things. When it comes time to praise God, don't throw something up there that you wouldn't want. If you wouldn't want it, why are you trying to give it to God? Hello? He said, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished. Lavish is, measure out, restriction. It means it was given in an unmeasured form. Lavish. He didn't hold back anything. Do you hear what he's saying? Upon us as a love gift. As what? As a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father. As a love gift. A love gift. You didn't do anything to honor. He loved you so much. He gave you this gift. He lavished this wonderful gift, this blessing from your Heavenly Father. All right. Keep going. The Father of our Lord Jesus, all because, why did he do it? Why did he pour all of his spiritual blessing, every blessing he had? Every spiritual blessing had been poured. Why did he do it? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, all because he sees us, what? Wrapped into Christ. What you mean? He sees us like he sees Christ. We are wrapped into him. You can't separate us. He sees us just like he sees Christ. Wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our heart. How many of you pour out your heart tonight? How many? This is why we celebrate him with all of our hearts. I've been guilty so many times. Mine went over here trying to figure out that over there. And I supposed to be worshiping God. I supposed to be celebrating him. It's not my time to figure that out over there. It's not my time to be thinking about that. I'm here to celebrate him. And I'm giving my devoted attention. Are y'all in the house? Are y'all somewhere off over in the backside of Huckle? Where are you? What does God really mean to you? Is he precious? So many times we treat him as a stepfather. But we celebrate him. Whew. Can you understand? We celebrate him because he's given us every spiritual blessing. It's not we're trying to get it, it's been given. We celebrate him. And what happened? What did he do? And he has chosen us to be his very own.